Here he is, a former admiral for the crew to Pez. Jay, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you guys having us. We're excited to be here, but more importantly, we're here to help the victims from Fort Myers area with Hurricane Ian. It's been rough. We just got back for our first trip, and thanks for having me on board.
Absolutely. So let's start with that. You were down there one time already. What did you see, and what kind of needs did you see?
Well, I appreciate that. We loaded the trailer, three pallets of water and several hundred gallons of fuel, and left out of here. By the way, there's not a whole lot of fuel south of south of the Tampa area. So that was our biggest issue, just trying to get in and then get out. The few fuel stations that we did see had lines that were 400 and 500 cars long. Ugh. Those individuals actually outside of the vehicles pushing their cars to the gas station. It was really sad to see. But once we got into the Fort Myers area, into the Cape Coral area, which we've been focused on, and our supplies are into a distribution center that we've created along with the help of Alex Andrade and also Spencer Roach down there. So we've connected with both of those state representatives, and they have done a fantastic job helping spread the word. But we've got several trucks lined up this week, and we've aligned ourselves and partnered with the Catholic Charities Disaster of Florida, along with Doc's Hop Shop. And we're doing Doc's Hop Shop is nice enough to host this afternoon, this evening, 4 to 7. It's a fill the trailer and show up. We're looking for water, of course, all the necessities, diapers, tarps, fuel. The list goes on. We've got a GoFundMe page. I'll share that with you later today. So Doc's Hop Shop today from 4 to 7, swing by. And then tomorrow at Calvert's, 4 to 7, and he's got a special running as well. And that's the van will be there, the big trailers. And thanks to Jacques with Eager Beaver. He's doing a great job, and he'll be making the next run. Also, Alan Gray is leaving out this morning, and he's got a load as well. So we've got multiple trailers this week, but we've seen significant damage, and it's sad. It's a hurricane's a hurricane, but when you see a level 4 or 5 like this, it's terrible, it's sad. But the one thing that we have seen, and people have asked me this, hey, the government's involved and they've got all sorts of supplies down there already. What seems to be the problem? The problem is the lines just to get diapers, toilet paper. They're literally 7 or 8 blocks long, almost a mile long.
So basic supplies.
These are going straight to the neighborhoods.
Yeah, basic supplies, full gas cans, baby wipes, diapers, formula, baby food, non-perishables. And again, I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page so people can see it for themselves. But the key distribution point today is at Doc's Hop Shop on Heinberg. And that's what time again?
That's 4 to 7. And Doc's Hop Shop, Rob and Steve, the owners, they're offering show up and half off on your first beer. There's also a food truck there. So we're very appreciative. 4 to 7, Doc's Hop Shop. Just down the street from McGuire's.
Great.
On the backside of McGuire's.
Well, hey, look.
And for Calvert's tomorrow, 4 to 7.
Calvert's tomorrow, 4 to 7. Okay, very good. Well,
yes,
Jay,
sir.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you for working with Representative Andrade to pull all this together, and the Navy de Pez, all the things you guys are doing. This is just kind of who we are, and it's just thanks for the, Alan got a hold of me yesterday and say, hey, can we promote this? I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's wonderful. Alan's a great guy, but yeah, the Pez Navy. We worked multiple hurricanes in the past, and we've got the horsepower of the crew of Andres Lopez, and of course, just fantastic group, and we're appreciative of it. But a lot of folks here that are involved to help.
Absolutely, no, I love it. Jay Sader again with Crew de Pez. Jay, thanks for what you're doing, and we'll get the information out. Send me the most updated, because the one I'm looking at has slightly different hours on it. So send me one that's more updated, and I'll put it out for you on Facebook. Thanks so much for the time, sir. God bless you, man.